be shy, don't pour. Don't wanna be shy, no more, no more. I just wanna show you my love. We've been together for a long, long time. I can't get you off my mind. About time we settle down, settle down, settle down. Don't bring no complications. Now as we both know, complications.
I don't wanna ruin
the love we have. Cause all of our love for sure. Yes, all of our love for sure. I don't wanna be shy. Now that I am your guy,
don't wanna be shy about you. I really wanna show you love.
I wanna show you all of my love. I just wanna show you my love. Bring me respect, oh, and that's all you'll get in return, huh? Oh, 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 my love, my love. Just bring me respect to me, baby, and that's all you'll get in return. All of my love, all of my kisses.
I don't wanna be shy.
I really wanna show you. Don't wanna be shy. I'm happy I have you in my world. I'm happy I have you in my world.
I love you, girl.
Well, all right, everyone. Welcome, welcome.
Well,
here I
right.
am, your host with the most, here on Lady Diva Live. I am calling from Evansville, Indiana. Thank you, fans, for following me. Thank you all for tuning in. I have my friend, my talented friend, back on my show. Aiden Ade, he is back with some new music. And Aiden, are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very clearly, very clearly. So that track there, which is, oh my goodness, my favorite. When was that track released?
I think maybe about 8 months ago. I'm not sure. I wrote that song about my son's mother.
Okay. Well, I love the track, and I wanted to play it first to get the show started. So we're going to begin the show, and I'm going to do an introduction for our curious listeners out there. Now, Darren Chandler, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yep. Actually, it's pronounced Darren Chandler, as known as Aiden Ade. At the moment, Aiden Ade. So I'd like to explain. I have several aliases in my musical repertoire. When you hear me sing the smooth jazz, soul, R&B, that's me as Silky Slim.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The name I got as a teenager.
Okay.
In New Orleans. They called me Silky Slim because I used to boogaloo really good.
Uh-huh.
Like I was used to do the wave.
Uh-huh.
And pop lock. And
okay.
I would sing. Like we'd all stand on the corner, we'd have our English our 0800 and we'd stand on the corner, we act as if we were Switch. Remember Switch? And who else? Always and forever. Who is
it? My gosh, that Malt Liquor really getting y'all, ain't it?
Yeah. So we sing those songs, and I always sing like the alto
mm-hmm.
and the soprano part. So they call me Silky Slim.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you for inputting that information.
But I also have to add,
the
new stuff that I'm coming out with is my character called the Demon.
Okay, yes, I've seen that. Now, I want to give an introduction for people who are behind on who you are. Now, you were born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. You
born and raised, baby. What's happening with you?
Started singing at a very young age, of course. And at that time, it's when you decided that music was going to be you doing your entire life. Now, you have been twice on my show. And you do performances in Las Vegas. Now, the show we got presented now is to talk about the two newest singles, Cut the S&M, I'm a Work of Art, and Jones and Josephine. I will
mm-hmm.
play them next. Now, I would like for you to give us some definition about Cut the S&M. What does it mean? What inspired you to do this track? And how does it have something to do with your stage performance and the Demon? Go right ahead.
In the beginning, this song was, I wrote this song when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I might have been maybe like 6. It was in the first grade. And the kids used to tease me at school, in elementary school. Stuart R. Bradley used to call me the half-breed old man. And he used to make me kind of disappointed and mad because he made fun of me. And they really got busy one day. And I went home and I was just like, really, I might have slammed my backpack or something. And my grandfather asked me, he said, what the hell fact going on? I was in this little quote. What the hell fact going on around here? What's wrong with you, boy? And I was like, I really was like, nothing wrong. He's like, well, something got to be wrong because you look like you're disappointed and angry. And I told him what was going on at the school. The kids are teasing me. And this was a new school for me because we had just moved into that neighborhood because I originally went to John McDonald 26 for kindergarten. And then, like, maybe 2 months into the year, we moved to the house above my grandfather and my grandmother, and I started going to this other school. So it was kind of new for me, and it seemed like the whole school was in on it. It disappointed me. And he said, man, don't you worry about none of those kids over at the school. Just stay focused and remember who you are. You're a work of art. You're a smart person. You're a work of art. And at that point in time, my cousin Gregory, he played guitar. He wanted to be Jimi Hendrix. And I kind of started my little rock and roll thing. So I was like, cut the S&M. I'm a work of art, baby. I'm smart. Cut the S&M. And I'm a little kid, and I'm just like, you know, and I'm trying to tell him the song. He's laughing the whole time. He's like, my little cousin is weird. So, as I grew older, the whole Silky Slim thing played out because I ended up being in the gang and all this other stuff, and the Silky Slim turned out to be something other than a singer. So I had to get rid of that nickname. So as I grew older, they started calling me the D-Man because my name is Darren and D-Man.
Okay.
And there's a little something that goes along with that also because, you know, on the block, the D-Man is the dope man or the dope boy or whatever. So I got quite a life in New Orleans. So one thing leads to another. And I didn't want to go to the Milne's boys' home because I was really doing some gang-related stuff, to be honest with you. Eventually, I moved in with my grandmother and my great-aunt. And my great-aunt's a Jehovah Witness, and my grandmother was a Roman Catholic.
But
it helped me. It really helped me.
Okay.
They was over-redundant with it, but it really helped me. But they couldn't stand me singing rock and roll music.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to sing my grunge, funk, rock, and roll music because that's who I was becoming. I had the mohawk. I had the spike jewelry and everything.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And I wrote a lot of rock and roll songs. I was very into grunge, funk, rock, and roll. I really didn't write any R&B music at all. I was singing grunge, funk, rock, and my own music was always grunge, rock and roll, funk music.
Oh,
I had my own band in New Orleans and everything.
Wow.
And all that got turned out and really bad because of bad management. So hopefully when the tour goes together, I'll be doing my grunge, rock and roll, funk music. It's going to be the bad management tour. So anybody who loves my R&B music, get it while it's available because I only have maybe one more album of R&B songs, like maybe 10 R&B songs I think I still have that I haven't done yet.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those songs I wrote here in Las Vegas because I never wrote R&B or blues. I wrote one jazz song when I was like 21 years old called Ouch. But everything else that I did was either pop rock or, because I used to listen to songs. Prince was one of my groups, Ready for the World. I was just basically a funk, grunge, rock and roll singer, Parliament. And it's kind of like a Parliament meets Guns N' Roses type thing.
Okay.
That's what my grandmother kind of described it as.
Okay.
Yeah. And she used to say, nobody's going to listen to that crazy music.
Oh, Lord.
That whine and screaming. I'd be, and her and my auntie, I remember one day my auntie threw some holy water on me. She was like,
oh, my God, that's funny.
You're not having that again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Funny. Well, I'm going to
give
you a
break. So I finally
broke
out of their cage, the little soul cage they had me trapped in. I broke out, and I was in the studio with RJ Two Beats, Grammy Award winner. You just look him up. His name is world-renowned. He's one of the greatest producers I've ever worked with in my life.
Mm-hmm.
If you look him up, we were in the studio, and he was like, what are we working on today? And actually, I was going there to work on a R&B song. I think we were going to do the one that goes, lady, 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 how could I put myself last on your list, girl? Eventually, it's going to come out, but I don't think it's going to come out anytime soon because I'm totally into what I'm doing because that's more me.
Okay.
That I know of. But I didn't write these ballads and love songs till I moved here. I was heartbroken, and that's something that my mother likes. She's like, you got a beautiful voice, and you're using it to sing this devil music. And I'm like, this is not devil music. This is who I am. I just happen to be a descendant of Marie Laveau. They have been trying to keep me from that my whole life.
Okay, well, I'm glad you
brung
this out. I'm glad you brung this out because this is new to me. And I was going to ask you that question. What is the what is your favorite genre of music that you write and sing about? And you come out and tell me grunge rock music. So this is new to me.
Oh, yeah. I love Jimi Hendrix.
I like Jimi Hendrix, too.
I love all the classic rock and roll. I like Journey. I like... one of my favorites is James Brown. James Brown is my dude. That's like a given. James Brown with the funk and the screaming and the...
Yeah.
He's one of my... I could say he's a mentor of mine, but I always... James Brown is my idol.
Well,
he was always my idol. From the day one.
Can I go ahead and play Cut the S&M, and you sit right there in the hot seat, and I want to talk about
Okay, because Jones and Josephine is actually the first song. It's basically a story of my life and how I became the vampire voodoo king of New Orleans, which is Cut the S&M. But, I mean, you can play it how you want. We'll just go back around and recycle.
Well, let me go ahead and play both of them back to back. I'm going to go ahead and play Jones and Josephine, and then I'm going to play Cut the S&M. We'll be right back, everyone. Phone lines are open right now. The show is recorded. Here is Jones and Josephine. You stay right there. I'll be right back. This is Lady Diva Live, everyone. This is Lady Diva Live.
Don't be afraid, old man. Walk with me. Walk with me.
You and me, Jones and Jones.
Chime back into the R&B, because I do have some R&B songs that I would like to produce, and I got a couple of jazz songs
that
I enjoy singing.
Okay.
And that'll be on another album. I think I'm going to just call that one NOLA Love, meaning New Orleans, Louisiana Love.
Okay.
Because there's some songs that I wrote on the bayou when I used to walk home from work. And I walk on the river front on the levee, and I'd sing these. I wrote a lot of good songs, like, but they're kind of bluegrassy. It's like a bluegrass jazz.
Okay.
And it's got that New Orleans, boom, 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 boom,
okay,
boom,
okay.
Boom, You know, that kind of feeling.
Yeah,
I think people are going to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're going to enjoy it. But I got to get this out. I got to get this off my chest first, you know, because I feel like I've been like a caged animal or something.
Well, we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, because it's like it's like I had everybody wanting me to please them with my musical talent instead
of
me pleasing myself.
Well, that ain't cool.
So
that ain't cool. That ain't cool.
A lot of the songs on the R&B album, My Perfect 10, I wrote a lot of those songs when I was depressed. And I guess that's how you write a good blues song or something. I was riding them. I don't know. That's how it came to me. And I wrote a lot of love songs about meeting a woman that I could be in love with. And her name was Lady in the songs. I had to use a generic name.
Okay.
Because maybe it had something to do with the band that I was in at one point in time, Generic, the other club. But every time I tried to say the girl's name, who I actually wanted to say, the wrong name kept popping up. It's like they were really trying to dominate my freedom and trying to force me into a relationship.
Oh, well, that ain't cool,
like,
man.
Yeah, it was crazy. The whole thing is crazy.
Okay.
I live long enough to make a movie about my life because it would be very interesting.
Yes, it would.
And I wrote all those, yeah. And then we went to the studio that night, and I felt myself free myself from what was holding me back.
Right.
I walked through the door, and I went through a whole nother dimension. And it's like, I posted something on Facebook too. I said, the D-Man lives. And I was like, yes, I do. I could feel me coming back to life, you know?
Hey, I like
and
that
RG
video.
Too.
I like the video.
Yeah.
I like
it
that video.
It gives you the whole Bukhari.
Yeah.
I'm from New Orleans, and it gives people an identify. It helps people identify who I really am.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As far as
yeah.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, and that's what woke me up. And I'm like, look at him. Look at him. That's all I can say. Look at him. That's why I said this threw me. This really threw me because I didn't know you was actually portraying yourself as yourself. And you do really good in the R&B music, the singles you have put out. Because you have been on my show a couple of times, and you even did a hip-hop track. I want to ask you, were you going to come back and do a hip-hop track, collaborate with a hip-hop artist again?
We already have one. I got songs. I got at least 10 songs in the Rolodex that we haven't even touched the surface with yet. I got another song with Realist Bob.
Uh-huh.
It's About Time. We got another. It's like a hip hop song. It's got a hip hop beat, R&B hip hop.
Uh huh.
We got I got Let's Peep. It's copywritten and everything, and we haven't put that out yet. I got two. So what's the other song? I got Let's Peep. I got It's About Time. Shoot, I can't remember the other song.
Well,
it's
let me
in there,
ask.
Though, but it hasn't even been put out yet, but they're done. They
well,
are done. The songs are done and like ready to market.
Well, let me ask you this. What is that ultimate desire which you want folks to get out of these two new singles, which is your heart?
I want to see me as who I am. I'm the D-Man. That's because you know what? Now that I think about it, my cousin Dwight Boudreaux, he started calling me D-Man at a very young age. Actually, when I wrote that song, Cut the SM, well, around that time I had a bike. It was a purple bike that my father bought me. It's a spider bike, and for some strange reason, my father put the whatchamajigma on backwards, the handlebar The pole that goes in, the handlebar pole was backwards.
Uh-huh.
The handlebars were facing the correct way, but the pole that goes inside the front wheel area.
Yeah.
And I guess he thought that was the correct way because it looked correct to him. But my cousin, Dwight, was like, D-Man, you got to fix that. That ain't right. And that's where the whole, that's when the original D-Man thing came out. Because I used to sing all of my rock and roll songs here. Like I wrote a song called, this one's coming out soon. Wake up, don't you hear the bugle blowing? Hear all the bugle boys. Blows and blows. Wake up, don't you hear the bugles blowing? Hear how the bugle boy he blows and blows, he blows. It's kind of like the Catholic rendition of wake up and get your religion straight.
Yeah.
But I turned it into a rock and roll song.
Oh, okay then.
And
so,
it's about before you go to war against another country or another neighborhood or another place.
Right.
Take a good look at yourself.
Right.
Because the trumpet's been blowing forever.
Yeah. Come on now.
It isn't just that blowing. The trumpet's been blowing forever. And we need to see and recognize it. Y'all going to love what the D-Man has to say. The D-Man is very spiritual. Believe it or not. The D-Man has a church called Church of America. And it's about to happen. Y'all going to really see a revelation of love and honesty. And that's why the song Cut the S&M makes so much more sense.
Okay.
When you start seeing everything that goes along with this character.
Okay.
And what this character has been through in his lifetime and what he's seen in his lifetime. And how all this, the seeming to be demonic and wrongful stuff, if you look at the positivity, you really can see the evil for what it really is.
Right.
It'll help you open your eyes to why it's evil and how that evil actually has been put out as something good just to make a certain group of people look like they're worthy of who they are.
Right.
It's all going to come out in the message. I'll save it for when the bugles really start blowing, when the trumpets really sound.
Okay.
And then sometimes I have to ask myself, why am I still alive? Because they know I'm in existence, but they still haven't stopped me. So maybe I'm here to help exploit everything and everybody and show that we can all live amongst each other and enjoy life.
Right.
And love and let love and live and let live.
Right.
Because that's who I truly am, you know?
Right. Well.
So,
Well, as we move along here, do you have any upcoming events, performances pertaining with these new singles?
We're working on something as we speak. We're trying to get with, I don't know if I could say that, but we're trying to do, because a lot of stuff that we're working on is confidential. And I don't think I'm allowed to talk about
certain
things.
You don't have to.
Until we actually get a contract. But
right.
We are working on some things here in Las Vegas where I can tell you what the show is going to consist of.
Okay.
So I don't want to disappoint my R&B followers, whom I love, because I got up to like 28,000 views.
Yes.
Just with my R&B songs. So
uh-huh.
I know the people love my R&B, blues, and jazz. And
don't
I love y'all also.
Me. Okay.
And I love you, Brenda. And so we figured out a way to get the best of both worlds.
Okay.
So it's going to be a show within a show.
Okay.
Part of the show is going to, the first part of the show is going to be me doing my R&B, blues, and jazz.
Okay.
And I'm also going to do a couple of tributes, because I'm not sure if you know this or not, but I do the Otis Redding tribute.
Yes, I've seen that. And I'm like, wow, I wish I was there. Oh, wow. And how did that go when you did the tribute to Otis Redding?
Oh, I get rave reviews. I've done shows with like audience up to 5,000 to 10,000 people.
Okay.
With the Otis Redding tribute, but the guy that I was working with on that, I think we could have did bigger, and I think he's just like trying to keep me in a certain place. Otis Redding overseas.
Yeah, but
we could
have
booked some shows overseas long time ago. Then people out, and I could be a millionaire at this time. And then I could have came back over here and really showed everybody a big show. With
you
Otis
need to
Redding,
show
not just these little ballrooms and everything.
You need to show these people boundaries that you have, because you are a work of art, Aiden Ade, and you have a rainbow of music that you write and sing, and you need to show them people boundaries. You the boss, and you have to keep things organized, you know, with your music and your performances, and tell them, look, I'm going to do this here, and I'm going to do that there. And I think you turn out just right, because, I mean, you are a work of art. You do a lot there. So how can anybody follow up with you as far as your website information? How can anyone contact you? How can anyone reach you? Go ahead.
Okay. Just look me up on Facebook. My name's Darren Chandler, DarrinChandler. I also do the, I'm also going to add Louis Armstrong. A lot of people haven't heard me do that in years. But I sound just like Louis Armstrong also. I do Frank Sinatra. I do David Ruffin and Sam Cooke. So all that's going to be in that first show.
Oh, my gosh. Sam Cooke. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Then we're going to have the showgirls. We're going to have the showgirls. It's going to, in words of the original Ade, the guy,
yeah.
I used to sing at a club on the corner of Frenchman and, what is that, Frenchman and, where Frenchman and Frenchman turns into Decatur. I can't remember the other side street, but the Cafe Brazil is the name of the club, and the owner's name is Ade.
Oh.
And he would say, we're going to have a really, I would love for him to open, to do my, be the guy, the MC guy. Big show tonight. We're going to have a big show. that was his thing. And that's what it's going to be. It's going to be a big, big show. I'm working with Macamillion Productions and RJ2 Beats, so expect some great things to be happening in the future. And the second part of the show is going to be Aiden Ade After Hours featuring The Demon and the Voodoo Squad. And that's when we're going to just rock out. Into it.
Okay.
So, yeah,
All right.
That's the plan. And then overseas, I've got to say this too, because we're going to broadcast whenever we perform over there. Broadcast it on YouTube and TikTok and other little areas. We'll do an afternoon show, like a brunch show, which would be the jazz, blues, the Otis Redding, the Sam Cooke, Sammy Davis Jr. I don't do no Sammy Davis Jr. I do Frank Sinatra. I do Louis Armstrong, stuff like that. And my own music, of course, the jazz and the blues songs. And then we'll come back later on that night at the same club and do another hour show of just my original music, Aiden After Dark.
Okay.
So be
All
looking
right.
forward to that, yeah.
All right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. So I want to ask you a couple more questions. We're going to end the show with Sister Syndrome. Is there going to be any projects for any music videos coming from any other of your singles? A lot of followers, fans want to know.
Yeah, we'll, the next, May, I think it's in May. We're doing a follow-up of the song of the grunge rock and roll, grunge rock and roll funk. It's called Until. Y'all gonna love this song. This song is a classic rock, grunge, funk love song.
And I
think this song just brings everything together. Because this is actually going to be the last song on the album, but it's such a great song. We got it. We're excited about it, so we're going to do that one next.
Okay.
And then the other songs will most likely follow, but we're going to definitely do a music video.
Okay.
And it's going to be a big production. And we're looking forward to that happening sometime in May.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. Now, at this time,
you want
to give shout-outs to all those supporting people that put up with you. Go right ahead.
I think I already gave them a shout-out. I want to give a big shout-out to King Al Hefner, one of the best. He's my video photographer, guy, director. Love this guy. We're going to get a Grammy on Cut the S&M for sure. Big shout out to him. Big shout out to Mac and everybody who was involved in my music videos. Trip, love you, man. That's my cousin and them. And RJ2 Beats. Yeah. Who else I want? If you know who you are. I want to give a big shout out to my son and my daughter, the first MC and the second MC, because they both names is initials are MC.
Okay.
Mandy and Mo. Who else I want to give a big shout out to right now? I hate when my mind goes like this, but I think I covered them all, Al. The immediate people anyway, that's right there. Tim, big shout out to Tim, helping me stay focused. And Sin City Seafood for letting me show up and perform whenever I'm in the mood. Y'all got to check that out when y'all come to Las Vegas. Some of the best food in Las Vegas. So
well,
if y'all
want to
see me perform, put in the comments that if you're coming out or if you hit a station, say, hey, Darren, we want to see you perform, and I'll set up a show, because that's our hub. I can actually go down there and perform with Kathy down at the Sin City Seafood in downtown Las Vegas and around the Fremont area on Bonneville. I can go and do a show with her with a 2 weeks' notice. So if y'all want to give a shout-out and say, hey, we want to see you do your R&B, and some grunge music and et cetera, and put the show down. Let's make it happen. Just send me something and I'll make it happen.
All right. Let's give Aiden Arde an applause. And you are a work of art. And I want to thank you for taking out the time.
You're a work of art also.
Yeah, thank you for coming back on the show. I love your style. You really surprised me on this grunge funk rock music. Keep it up. Don't let nobody cage you in. And I would like to ask you, can you tell everyone on air, where can they stream your music online?
I'm on all the music platforms, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music. What else?
Okay.
This other one I got on my phone. Yeah.
You can look me up on
all of them. Boom Play, all of them.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, we're about to end the show.
1 RPM.
Tell me about the track Sister Syndrome. Now, I love the video. So what's the story behind the track? What's the story behind the music?
My sister has a friend named Cynthia that I was attracted to. And that's how I wrote the song. This is when me and my younger sister were cool. So Sister Sin, when I say, my sister sing. Hey, hey, hey. That we used to call her Sin for short. So the song was about a girl named Cynthia, who was a friend of my sister's that I really liked.
Well, I love the video.
I think I told her. I think I might have told her that I liked it. But, I mean, if you listen to the lyrics, the lyrics speak for themselves.
Yeah, yeah. I played it over and over. I caught it. And any other information you want to give at this time, go right ahead.
Just stay focused and don't give up on your dreams and respect for yourself and others. And love yourself and show love and appreciation. Be grateful you're alive.
Right.
Be able to go to work and do what you do and stop all this fighting and all this extra drama because it's not necessary. People are
doing
just crazy. It don't make no sense. None of that makes sense. It just don't. It's not us. It's not American. It's not the America that we're promoting. That's why when I make this happen, I'm going to be, come on down to Church of America. We're going to show you how to do it. We're going to teach you and show you how to get along with yourself and others.
Right.
It's a beautiful world that we live in.
Yes, it is.
The earth takes care of us. The earth is providing us with life and food, and I'm sure the earth does not provide us with life and food and water just so we can go out here and shoot and kill up and beat up and hurt each other. That's not the purpose of the earth. The earth reproduces life.
That's right.
For a reason.
That's right.
And that's for us to live and enjoy.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Darren Chandler.
It's all about the universe. Thank you, Brenda.
You know you're always welcome to come back. I want you to come back with that new music, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you have the time to do it. And I love you.
I'm definitely coming back when I do Until.
All right, then.
You're going to love Until.
Okay, I can't wait. So any other information you want to give as far as your upcoming events, performances, et cetera, et cetera?
No, that's just about it. I wonder if I could say this without getting in trouble. I'm trying to get in one of the Las Vegas shows that fit my demographic. So look out for that. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That way
I
won't be giving up. What do you
information? Right. This show is recorded, everyone. Darren Chandler, thank you so much. You have a blessed day. And you stay beautiful here. You have a beautiful soul.
You also.
All right. You're welcome. This
Until
is Lady
next
Diva.
Time.
Until next time, and there will be a next time.
Yes,
and I want to thank you again. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you all. And good night, everyone. Thank you. Good night.
I want a girlfriend. I want a girlfriend. I want a good, 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 good girlfriend. Yeah. Girlfriend. I want a girl. girl's girlfriend.
You'll be so happy I'm yours. the mic while I shout it out. There's no doubt I'm the brother that she's talking about. Started this fire, now I gotta put it out. Her obsession to my desire, I gotta keep putting wood to her fire. You heard? Word. All the way from the all of it. I want to love you, baby,
boo thing.
Cause I'm gonna love you, baby,
boo
thing. I want to be your only
boo thing.
Your one and only baby,
boo thing.
Darren, Aiden, Dad.